The disciples were a ragtag bunch. Some people think that they were old, just like in the movie. They weren't. They were very, very young. And Jesus called them. He said, come, follow me. And people get surprised and say, why did they just drop everything and follow him? And the answer is because that is what you did when a rabbi said, come and follow me. The difference is that Peter and Andrew and James and John and Matthew, all these who were doing jobs at the time, but jobs that a very young person really could do, even tax collecting, they had been passed over by the rabbi. Not Jesus, but the rabbis who would come and say, you are worthy of being one of my disciples. And they've been passed over. These disciples were the losers, the ones who the rabbis didn't want. And Jesus came and said, come and follow me. And they dropped everything and they did that. So Jesus took this ragtag bunch of losers and he said, follow me. And he taught them. And every time he would teach them something, they wouldn't get it. They would ask, yeah, I don't get that. Or they would think it meant something else. And they would say, which one of you is going to get to sit at the right hand? Which one's going to sit at the left hand? We want to be right there. And they had their moms come and say, I want him to be the most important. Jesus still kept teaching them. And even at the Last Supper, they gathered and they knew about Passover. They knew the right questions to ask. But Jesus started telling them things about, this is my body and this is my blood. And that wasn't ringing there. They weren't getting it. Like, what is this? They don't understand. And even after all of that, when they said that I'll follow you, they fled into the night and they denied knowing Jesus. These disciples didn't get it. But Jesus still said, I love you. And you, Peter, you, the rest of the disciples, you are who I'm going to base this entire ministry on. Jesus started with 12 great disciples. And like any great youth minister, he ended with 11. Jesus is not a good model of how to build a youth group, but, you know. But Jesus said to his disciples, I love you. Jesus gave them the secrets, even though they didn't get it. And when he gave them communion, they didn't get it. But you know, we don't get a lot of things. When we're growing up, we don't get Christmas, except that we get presents, but we still get to celebrate it. And we don't get Easter, really, at Easter time. We think of the bunny and the egg, but we get to celebrate it. And through that celebrating, at Christmas, we learn who the party is all about as we celebrate it. At Easter time, we learn who this party, the celebration is all about by celebrating it. Even the sacrament of baptism that we offer to our children, no baby gets it, but the parents offer it to their children, a welcome to the community, and say, we are going to bring you up so that you will understand, but we're giving it to you now, and you get to celebrate, even though the baby doesn't really know. So this table that Jesus offered to his disciples who didn't get it, is open to anyone. You don't have to be a member of the church. This is a different part now, too. You don't have to be old enough or entitled, because none of us are entitled to receive communion. None of us get it enough. None of us are good enough to be able to do this. But all of us are invited, because this is Christ's table.